Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Hey, ziyawa eDubane, ziyawa eThekwini, Duduzile, Sambuga, Zuma, MK, MP, daughter of a former president, is going to be in court. Mfundo.
Yes, so
what's this all about? What's happening with her and this case?
So this relates to the 2021 July unrest. Mm-hmm. You remember 337 people lost their lives.
Yeah,
the economy was brought to its knees, specifically in KwaZulu-Natal. Many businesses never recovered beyond the July unrest. Of course, this was after the former president was incarcerated, or at least there was a decision taken that he would be incarcerated. That's when the unrest started, straight after, when he was to present himself at Escort Correctional Facilities. So Duduzile specifically, she had been on Twitter. She was very vocal on social media.
Remember.
She had posted a lot of images. I don't know if we could call them celebratory images when there was a lot of destruction, or one would say it was her inciting further violence. I suppose now that she's going to court, this is what must be argued. But nevertheless, when they arrested the instigators, the July instigators, I think there were 20 at the time, she was not among those. Mm. So for many people, it was problematic. They felt as though it seems as though the law favors others over others. But the law enforcement had always indicated that for them they were still investigating, which I suppose is also commendable, because you can succumb to the pressure and quickly arrest somebody. You effect an arrest only for you to keep postponing, limiting somebody's movement. But if they say they're done with their investigations, they've now charged and ready to move, let's see what happens in court.
Yeah, let's see. Now, look, sources have said that she'll be charged in terms of Section 14 of the Protection of Constitutional Democracy Against Terrorism and Related Activities Act. Now it reads, any person who threatens, attempts, conspires with any other person or aids, abets, induces, incites, instigates, instructs, or commands, counsels, or procures another person to commit an offense in terms of this chapter is guilty of an offense.
Mm.
Now, I remember there were videos on Twitter circulating where we were seeing people once they took to the streets. The country was essentially burning, and there was clips of that happening, and she would then tweet, "We see you."
Yeah. Mm.
Does this, in terms of what I just read, does it constitute an act of terrorism, or inducing or abetting an act of terrorism? Because I feel like it's a bit of a witch hunt and a bit of a reach. Look, there are people who lost family members, I agree, and somebody should be taking the fall. But for her to say that she is the source of the unrest, she is the source.
I don't know, are they saying that she is the source, or was she part of
the instigators?
The instigators. They're not necessarily saying she was the source, right? But also, when you look at the dictionary
Definition
of the word terrorist, it's unlawfully using violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aim. When you think about the fact that, according to the South African Human Rights Commission, this cost the country an estimated 50 billion. 353 people died. As Umfundo has said, many businesses have never been able to recover. If you were part of that, I'm sorry, you are a terrorist. And it's not about Duduzile. For me, it's any and everyone who was involved in that unrest on the 21st of July.
What are your thoughts? Yeah, what are your thoughts? I really do feel like it's a bit of a reach. It's a bit of a witch hunt. Yes, we do need justice for everybody who lost their lives within the unrest. But I feel like it's a bit of a reach.
No, I just think, let her be taken through the system like the other instigators.
Mm.
If she has a proper sound legal argument, then she'll be freed. But nevertheless, it just looked wrong at that time that you had 20 individuals that had to be put through the system. She must be acquitted if she's acquitted. But just put her through the system, because it will discourage would-be instigators, if you will. And it's not to say that in this instance she's guilty, but at least the law must be seen to be equal or applied equally.
True.
So in this instance, it's just for her to go through the system. If she's innocent, she'll come out on the other side.
Perhaps her tweets were all innocent and we misread them because of what was happening in the country at the time. She needs to ventilate that in court.
I'm just worried. I don't know if these are the fitting charges.
So you have an issue with the charge?
Because for me, unless they've got other evidence that says she was part and parcel of the people on the ground terrorizing infrastructure. But if it's just to go from the tweets, because that's all I've seen, I don't know if they're going to hold.
But how do you mobilize people if not on a platform that has so many millions of people on it?
Yeah, because you can't just be arresting those on the ground.
Yes.
There's sometimes a person who's sitting at home and organizing and mobilizing everybody. Yes. So we've got to show that the system will also reach those that are actually the facilitators or the ones that organize everything.
Mm.
And it's, again, not to say that she's guilty. Yeah. It's just for the courts to prove or for her to prove her innocence in this respect.
Simple.
You give us a shout, do WhatsApp us, our WhatsApp number, if you don't have it, at 063-688-0959, or call us in studio live, 086-000-959. Are the charges against Duduzile too extreme? Do you feel they have a case, or are they reaching? What are your thoughts? Give us a shout. We've got Doomza from Dobsonville. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya family. How are you?
All good, man.
Good, good. Just to cut it short, She should actually, she should answer to a charge of incitement. I will say, I saw those tweets that she was tweeting.
Mm.
Whenever something would happen, the language that she would use, it would be the kind of language that encourages people, to go ahead and do those things that were happening during the unrest. So she definitely has a case to answer. Remember, in most cases in these kind of situations, she used the media, the platform, the Twitter platform, to instigate what was happening. So let's not preempt the case. Let this case go to court, and I'm still saying it, she has a case to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I hear you, because she did. I remember there was one tweet where they were showing Eshowe and buildings were on fire, and she said, "Eshowe, we see you, Amanga." Now, obviously, in the historic context of our country, we know what that means. That means continue fighting forth, comrades, during apartheid times.
It's about MK. MPA has been weaponized to target Abantu. They charged Nkizwe around the court, Nkizwe Mkhunu, and was never found guilty. So it's just a witch hunt because of the impact of MK. So they're trying to destabilize MK. Even if you can check up on News24, Zomohlimali MK, blah, blah, they're trying by all means to destabilize MK.
I totally disagree with you on this one. Against Zaganix, guys, where does freedom of speech now stop? Am I not supposed to comment on something that is happening in the country or something that is about to happen in the country and then now be labeled as a terrorist because that thing does not go with the government of the day? This is a way of silencing people and making sure that we don't have a voice in the future. Because what happens now when we want to talk about Palapala and then we'll be labeled as saying, no, we are instigating violence and unrest because we are unhappy about something? No, I totally disagree. There is nothing here. This is just a way to silence the people's voices.
I agree there is such a thing as freedom of expression or freedom of speech. But in this particular instance, it is all about context. First and foremost, there were rumors that the unrest were happening because of Jacob Zuma's incarceration at the time. And to be the daughter of the man and be there posting pictures of the unrest, of violence, and saying Amandla, come on. In this particular context, this is not just freedom of expression. It is inciting violence.
So you're saying you must always be aware of your platform, your influence.
Who you are.
Who you are. Because it seems like an endorsement
exactly.
And therefore an endorsement from the family that you're trying to free the man who's been arrested.
There we go.
This issue, ka Duduzile, it really proves over to be careful what you tweet. Be careful what you put on social media. Because it will come back to bite you. I think Ogutu should just go through the law. If she's innocent, let her prove it in court. Ogutu, yeah, I did not mean no harm. But also, tweeting something like that, what was she expecting to happen? You already know Ogutu, the country is very volatile. And whenever you go and tweet such, so as much as we want to hold people accountable for what they say, for what they do on social media, let her be held accountable as well for what she said. She might not have meant it that way, but the repercussions of it was a country in distress.
You know, I also have a concern, right, that the MK might be like holding the country hostage, because even now I saw them tweeting, saying, rallying people to obviously support Ududuzile. And we know how much the Zuma family have an influence. And when you start tweeting like that, it's almost reminiscent, you know, and it's got a semblance of her tweet from 2021, where we're like, yo, if things don't go their way, what is going to happen to all those people that have been mobilized to support her?
You see exactly what we're talking about, the power and the influence that you have. It is not just a tweet.
Keep sending us your thoughts.
Usisi will be acquitted, but to be honest, she did instigate. Yeah, her tweets are very vile at the time because she personalized it. Actually, yeah, it was bad what these guys did. But she will be acquitted, yara yara, but they are not reaching. She really did instigate.
For me, it doesn't make sense whatsoever. It's like a witch hunt. And then if we are going to go that route, Dean McPherson, you know, celebrated Indians who slaughtered and butchered blacks. Then he called them heroes, and he's not charged. For me, it does not make sense. He called them heroes. The guys from Phoenix, they call them heroes. So for me, it's selective morality. If Duduzile has been charged, Dean McPherson has to be charged as well.
Yeah, man, we shall see how this unfolds. If you've missed the conversation on First Things First, we're talking about Ududuzile and her court case. Do check out the podcast. All the voice notes and the conversation is there on kana959.co.za.
Saul, the Destiny's Child, Nabalaleli. No, unfortunately, Lana, guys, yes, Ududuzile was fighting. She was fighting, guys. She was fighting for Babak. Yonke lento le beyenzakala, all the burnings. Then she tweeted ukuthi uyababona. Yes, kata babona. Like, it's that. So obviously she did seem instigating. So obviously also uyiphikise enkantolo because she does not want to go in jail. And it is what it is, man. Ududuzile was just fighting, guys. That's it.
Saul, yeah, in a way I feel like this is a reach. It's actually quite a reach, né? So people put up a hostile environment or stir up people by trying to arrest, you know, former president JZ, né? And then they expect people just to sit around and say nothing about it. And I think this is just a way to mum people going forward, you know what I mean? So that should feel otherwise, other than what the system says, then wrong. Imagine nalo muntu lo wathi JZ must go to jail. There's a lot of questionable judgments that he's made that are in court as we speak. So people should just demand, just keep quiet, don't complain, follow the rules. Nah, we've passed that. This is like an apartheid era strategy or tactic.
This is just a political game, Bafeto. The law is being weaponized against the individuals. They're just shooting us trailer. We have a president that admitted to crimes, but he never went through the processes of the law. Now, yeah, you have someone who belongs to the other side, Abangalithandi, and then now they have to use this thing after so many years. What we need to ask ourselves, why now? Why only now? Because then to enter kakutala, and then only now, because they're MK, then all of a sudden, nakumele charge. So our law is weaponized against us.
Usisi will be acquitted, but to be honest, she did instigate. Yeah, her tweets are very vile at the time because she personalized it. Actually, yeah, it was bad what these guys did. But she will be acquitted, yara yara, but they are not reaching. She really did instigate.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.